Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
I didn't want this conversation grounded just on the hunch of either me or Tracy, so I really wanted to bring into this conversation the CEO of World Vision and one of Australia's best-known campaigners on gambling, Tim Costello, for his thoughts, what he's observed about this cultural shift. Tim, welcome back to Open House.
Thanks, great to be with you.
Tim, is this a dynamic you've been noticing as well?
Absolutely. How can you avoid it? So we've seen this tsunami of gambling advertising wash over us, and most people I talk to say, no one asked me about this. As a parent, I'm concerned, and having really campaigned on this issue now for 20 years, I'm quite shocked at how unfettered, unregulated, how sweeping this gambling advertising and promotion is. Just to put it in context, when I was young, gaming in the police department was in the department called gaming and vice. So we said it's part of life, but it's a vice. It can lead to corruption and addiction, and that's culturally the box it should be in, gaming and vice. Now, it's state-sponsored. It's sports commentators and sports people are being bet on, and it's quite extraordinary.
How can you regulate, especially the advertising of such a product then, Tim?
Well, the advertising can be regulated. We regulate tobacco advertising. We regulate a range of things. Brothels are legal. We don't then say they should be allowed to advertise in family time on TV, which is actually what happens with gambling. It's associated with sporting events and heroes for kids, league players and rugby players and AFL players and cricketers. So the powers are there, absolutely, to regulate. At the moment, the government is testing some self-regulation and saying if that fails, we will enact. The power is there to regulate, but this is the cultural shift that really is worrying that it hasn't happened yet.
What are the facts, figures that you have on the increase in online gambling in recent years?
Well, online gambling is spiking enormously, particularly young men. Young men around sport, it's young people because they all have access now to a smartphone, which is actually effectively almost like a poker machine or a pokies machine in your hand. People suddenly are watching TV and kids are, and it's changing even the culture. So parents tell me their children, they overhear them at their under-12s cricket saying, what's the odds that Luke will be 12th man and that Johnny will make, 30, 40 runs? They're talking in gambling language. That's how far the reach is. And, of course, the worry about that is it's gingering up the next generation.
And as we've discussed with Tracy, it's being glamorised also through women.
Absolutely. We've always known that sex sells, and very curious products, mundane everyday products are associated with someone attractive, and you go, what's that got to do with the product? Gambling certainly has been targeting both women and men, using women and men, but I think most powerfully using sporting icons. That is really troubling, because horse racing always existed only for gambling. We accepted that. They're horses. To now have your athletes that are heroes for kids really becoming almost like horse racers, someone you bet on, I think is massive overreach.
So let's consider the question of politicians. With such cultural pressure, even through sport, such financial pressure, because state governments are especially the beneficiaries of these gambling dollars, is there anyone with the spine to really take this on?
Well, the politics of this are extraordinary. We saw that there was a written deal with Prime Minister Gillard and Andrew Wilkie that guaranteed her supply from his vote. And I believe Prime Minister Gillard actually was genuine about pokies reform, and literally the politics of the club's threatened $40 million campaign, the most expensive in history, putting acid on Labor backbenchers in New South Wales and Queensland particularly, saw them march into Gillard's office and say, tear this deal up, we'll swing our votes to Rudd. And that led to the whole slipper defection because she didn't know if Wilkie would, once the deal was torn up, withdraw supply. He didn't, but they needed to get Slipper into the chair to have an extra vote. So the politics at the highest level are simply extraordinary. And then when you look at the sports betting, suddenly any limits around G-rated family viewing have gone. This is just absorbed into the culture here.
So what of the future? Are you optimistic or pessimistic?
Well, I'm always optimistic because I think the public are outraged, even though they are being desensitised, because it's just happening so often. You know, a Tom Waterhouse can almost bring you the Olympics. There were so many ads that you could be mistaken for thinking that's what it was about. And Packers Casino, Crown and others are pushing its ads during Olympics and sporting events all the time. So this is a desensitising and it's a huge political power. Pokies, for example, which still is 75% of all problem gambling, brings in $12 billion a year for those who run it. That is such huge money that it buys a lot of political fear and donations and inability to act. But I still remain hopeful because the public don't like it. You just talk to most people who aren't Welsers. They don't mind a flutter at Melbourne Cup, but they know this is out of control and they're saying so.
Tim Costello, thanks very much for joining us on Open House.
That's a pleasure.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.